Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, Martin, let's get there. Aaron Rodgers, his weekly interview with Pat McAfee happened today and made a little bit of news by basically owning up a little bit to what he said last week. And, you know, I mean, he didn't fully apologize or admit that he lied. He said he misled people. I think he flat out lied. He was asked a direct question. Was he vaccinated? The answer was either yes or no. And he said he was immunized, but he was not vaccinated. So he finally spoke up for that. But he still stood by his statements and his comments. And I'm going to start here, Martin. As much as there's a lot of people out there, not only do they admire Aaron Rodgers as a quarterback, and his ability. I think he's the best quarterback. I'm talking about skill set, not accomplishment, skill set that I've ever seen. He's got touch. He can throw the ball far, long, far. He can avoid pressure. He can run for a first down. His pinpoint accuracy. He doesn't turn the ball over. Seldom does he throw interceptions. He does everything you would love to see a quarterback do. And with that, there's a lot of people who admire him and look at him as a role model, whether he wants to be or not. There are.
And whether they should or not, honestly, it's just the nature of the business that he's in.
Absolutely. You know, you don't get to say, well, I don't want to be a role model. That's not how it works. And I read a piece written by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar today. Did you see that piece, Martin?
I did.
It was well done by Kareem. Just well done. Well laid out, and he talked about the responsibility of being a role model and people look up to you. And Aaron has it twisted. It's okay to just want to be your own man and say, I don't want to do this. I don't feel good about it, whatever your reason. I just don't want to do it. I think if you say that and you move on, people can accept it and you don't sound crazy and you're not putting out misinformation. But what people have a problem with is when you're one of those people and somebody who people looked up to, when you lie straight to people's face, it's hard for people to look at you at any other time down the road and take you at face value.
And that's
it just is, Martin.
And that's really what the crux of the matter is, right? Because Aaron Rodgers on the first day he went on McAfee, I believe it was Friday, coming out after it came out that he had caught COVID and all of that, he goes out and says one of the last things he says in his 45-minute residency on this show, he goes, this needs to be a conversation, not a controversy. Well, the fact of the matter is, Aaron, you missed the boat for it to be a conversation because we've had these conversations about several players. We had it about Kirk Cousins. We had it about Carson Wentz. We had it about Lamar Jackson twice, Rob, because he caught COVID twice.
Has anybody, has he been canceled by cancel culture or the woke mob? Did they come for him?
No, the woke mob has missed out with the cancel culture nails for Lamar Jackson's coffin because he's only, depending on where you look at it, the front runner or second runner up for NFL MVP right now.
Hello? Hello? Exactly.
And that's the biggest thing. Aaron Rodgers took advantage of a situation in which you have a whole bunch of reporters who are asking these questions, whether or not, I'm not even sure if they were in person in that moment in time because of the way of the world that we live in with COVID and so on and so forth. Like, they had to wear masks, had to be separated, social distance, so on and so forth. Somebody asks you if you're vaccinated and you respond with, I'm immunized, and then knowing that the pushback has come back with, well, is that a HIPAA violation? Is that a this? Is that a this? I don't feel comfortable answering that. People are going to go ahead and take that at face value. But the deeper thing about all of it, what we assumed that he was vaccinated I didn't even need to hear the press conference. Whether or not the press conference had occurred or not, I'm looking at his actions on the sidelines of when I'm watching the television, when I'm watching the games. I'm seeing him in the practice that they shoot from Green Bay and send back to the different television networks to disseminate throughout the country. He's not doing the things that you said you're supposed to be doing if you are unvaccinated or
that's the controversy.
Yeah. That is the controversy. It's not that you're unvaccinated, Aaron Rodgers, or it's not that you have your own vaccination protocols or immunization protocols, or you want to go talk to Joe Rogan or whoever and take ivermectin and who knows what. That's not the problem. It's really not. It's the problem is that you hid it from everybody.
Right. And you didn't allow those reporters in the press conference to even have a chance, Martin, to be like, wait a minute, you got it? We need a mask, or we need to do Zoom, or we need to be, you know what I mean? Like, if you're not vaccinated, you don't know what, and you could say your teammates and all those people knew. Many people did not know. That's the problem. Everybody didn't know. Everybody wasn't in the locker room. And then for you to do that stuff. And so let's take a listen of what Aaron Rodgers said today, where he kind of apologized, but you know, like, at least acknowledged, I should say, some wrongdoing, but he stood by what he said earlier.
Look, I shared an opinion that is polarizing. I get it. And I misled some people about my status, which I take full responsibility of. But in the end, I have to stay true to who I am and what I'm about. And I stand behind the things that I said. And I, you know, have a ton of empathy for people who have been going through the worst part of this pandemic, which has affected all of us in different ways. But so many people, you know, like I said, with lives that were lost, lives that were forever changed. And I have a ton of compassion, empathy for those people. And I've tried to help out, you know, as much as I can. The other stuff is so out of my control. And there's going to be people that don't like you and they don't hate you for things you said, or might not even understand what you said or know what you said. It might just seem a headline, and that's fine. I believe that people are entitled to their opinion, and even if it's an opinion that's unfavorable of me. But I'm going to continue to try and be the best version of me moving forward, and I'm excited about getting back on the field as soon as possible.
And there it is. I mean, even Kyrie was up front, right? He didn't want to do it. Okay. You stay home. The Nets didn't want any part of a part-time player, right? Martin, that's it.
I mean, here's the thing. In this country, you can pretty much do and say whatever you want within reason, especially if it's only going to affect you, right?
You can't have misinformation to the masses.
But what you can't do is expect that your actions come without lack. Actions do not come with lack of consequence, right? Like, you don't get to just do whatever you want at carte blanche and not expect the other things to come down to you. Like Kyrie Irving, he does not want to get the vaccine, okay? Well, you know what he didn't have a problem with? All the other things that came with it are the problem, or rather, the other things that came with him not taking the vaccine did not outweigh his unwillingness to get it. Right, the other negatives, him going and him having not playing basketball this year, or him maybe only playing it on the road, or him maybe playing in the All-Star game. We'll talk about that in a little bit. It's all none of those consequences impact the Kyrie's decision enough to make him change his mind, right? So, like, but the Aaron Rodgers thing, he was not willing to take the consequences of his actions. And the idea that you're going to quote Martin Luther King Jr. behind, you know, unjust law. Well, Martin Luther King Jr. wrote that letter inside a Birmingham jail. He wrote it literally suffering the consequences of the actions that he chose because he felt that the laws were unjust. Aaron Rodgers did none of that, and it's just disingenuous to make him out to anybody but a liar at this point in time. Great quarterback? Absolutely. One of the best first ballot Hall of Famer? Absolutely. Absolutely, honestly, a liar at this moment in time.
No, I there's no other word. I don't even know what else you could say. The health company in Wisconsin dropped him because it's a conflict of interest, right? They're there for people's wellness. How can they have one of the spokesmen talking about, you know, giving misinformation about COVID and about the vaccine? You could say you don't want to take it, and this is the other thing too. You know, with McAfee, that, like, he's not a reporter. He's not going to ask follow-ups, Martin. He's not going to press Aaron Rodgers to explain when you say you're allergic to whatever, okay, so you talked to the doctor. Did he say, what doctor told you you couldn't take it? And well, what exactly are you allergic to? No, I mean,
I think that's a fair criticism. But the part of the problem that I have is, with this whole COVID situation, the way that people are dancing on eggshells around it and saying it's personal responsibility, the actual reporters in the room didn't feel like they needed to follow up. It's not about Aaron. Like, Aaron Rodgers gave the impression with his answer that
no follow-up was not needed. Not there,
I understand what you're saying, but I'm just having trouble because we could have figured this out on August 26th.
No, because you couldn't have, because by his answer, even when he said, there are players or whatever who aren't I'm not going to pass judgment for because they haven't done it, or they, like, he made the thing that those are other people who are unvaccinated and I'm not going to pass judgment against them. So that's why there's no follow up to that. If you listen to the soundbite, he clearly puts himself not in the party of the unvaccinated, because he said he wasn't going to pass judgment on those people who decided not to do it. That doesn't sound like, well, I'm in that group. So from, I don't blame reporters that day, Martin, for not following up and asking him again, because he was asked a direct question. Go back and listen to that sound. And I don't think there's any doubt in anybody's mind.
I don't fault them for not following up either. My only point in saying that, you know, not killing Pat McAfee for not being a tried and true Big J journalist and asking follow-ups is Aaron Rodgers has shown a propensity to not answer the question regardless.
I get it, but it just, to allow a guy just to talk and not explain himself thoroughly is as a job of an interviewer. Okay, you might not have gone to J school, Martin, but you don't do a good job for the listener.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door, because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And if you checked out my trash talking on Deadspin today, you can look it up. So on my social media as well, I trashed the idea that the NBA didn't figure it out, so that Kyrie Irving shouldn't be on the All-Star ballot. And only from the standpoint that he will probably not play a game, and he will probably, I think there'll be some sort of drive or movement from the people who are Kyrie supporters for the unvaccinated and all that. This will become, again, it'll become like a movement that has nothing to do with basketball. It'll be about people who just don't want to follow the masses and try to get this vaccine behind us. They will just say, we don't want to be vaccinated, and Kyrie's standing up for us, so we're going to vote for him to be on the All-Star team. And I don't think it's right. I think the All-Star team is supposed to be about the best players through the first half of that NBA season. And if Kyrie was playing, more power to him. But I think there'll be somebody, an all-star, a guard, a point guard, you know, positions don't really matter, who won't be on that team because people will vote for Kyrie, who hadn't played all year to play in the All-Star game. And it will become a spectacle. And the attention of the players who play in the league, who are supposed to cherish that moment of an All-Star game, will be turned into a political pigskin, so that people can kick it around and say, ah, look at the NBA. They wouldn't let Kyrie play. The people have spoken. They voted for Kyrie to start for the Eastern Conference. He's in the game. He hasn't played a minute all year. Is that what you want the All-Star game to be?
No, it doesn't make it. You have to play. I don't see how you can be in the All-Star. Like, it's one thing if you're debating not maybe 10 games or 15 games are enough to have played, right, to have played to qualify for the All-Star game. And I don't think you should necessarily have, like, a game limit because, again, the All-Star game is for fans, right? So, like, if a guy like Giannis, for example, just happened to see him on TV, I wish him nothing but the best. But let's say, like, right now he gets hurt, and then 2 days before the All-Star game, he's cleared to play and he can play in the All-Star game, then the question is, does Milwaukee want him to play? But absolutely, I do. Like, as a fan of the game, I want to see him out there. But, like, you have to – like, again, we were talking about this with Aaron Rodgers. There has to be some consequences for your actions, and this is the consequence that Kyrie said, I'm good with. I don't want to play basketball if it means I have to get vaccinated. That means I don't want to play regular season basketball. I don't want to play basketball in Brooklyn. I don't want to play basketball in Indiana or Philadelphia or Los Angeles or any of the other road places I'd go play basketball in, and it's not going to be in the All-Star game either. Because those are just the rules. Like, I don't understand what the question would be as to why he is on the – I don't even understand why he's on the ballot in the first place.
Right. Well, because the only people – and I read the story. The only people who are barred is if you're, like, suspended or – you know what I mean? You have some sort of legal issue, Martin.
I mean,
your name
I get it, but this
off.
Isn't exactly the 2020 midterms,
else.
Rob. This isn't exactly the 2020 midterms. Like, this is the All-Star game, and especially when you think about how being voted for some of these things impacts people's contracts and supermaxes and so on. Like, he can't be on it. He can't be an All-Star this year.
This is what it says, that basically all players on the rosters were put on the ballot. Both the league and team sources indicated, this is from the New York Post, that because Irving is still on the Nets' official roster, sent home but not suspended, he won't be an exception, despite not having played a second for the Nets this year. And they say the league isn't currently expected to take an unprecedented action to stave off the possibility, though this is unprecedented. You know what I mean? Like this could wind up where the NBA has egg on its face.
Well, especially, too, because this is the type of thing that, I mean, in general, like, when you take away the reason why Kyrie's not playing, let's just say, like, literally he was like Ben Simmons right now, and it was taking a mental health break, or however Ben Simmons is describing his break away from the Philadelphia 76ers. Neither one of those guys have played a minute all season, right? But the thing about Ben Simmons is his stance is not going to one that's going to be co-opted by all types of other people. Because couldn't you see an online movement to get Kyrie elected as an All-Star starter from people that have no interest in the game whatsoever?
Right. Like, this is what I'm saying. The game is going to be hijacked by people who don't care about the NBA.
It just feels like this is a great opportunity for the people who, when the Milwaukee Bucks walk off the court after Jacob Blake is shot in Wisconsin, who say, what about China? This is a great opportunity for everybody who has that what about China-ness in their soul about the NBA to be like, well, here you go. Here's some of your own medicine right back in your face.
Now,
or
let
lack
me say
of medicine
this.
In your face for you know.
let me say this. So if Irvin does get voted on, okay, if Kyrie does get on there, people could go back to 1992 to find a similar situation. It's vaguely similar. Okay, Magic Johnson was forced to retire due to HIV. Martin, that was 30 years ago Sunday. 30 years ago Sunday that he announced that he had the HIV. But got voted into the All-Star game and had 25 points, 9 assists in that game to earn the MVP honors. I covered that game, that All-Star game, in Orlando in 1992. Magic, I do not look at it the same way as Kyrie Irving's situation. And currently, this is the way the league does it. Fans constitute 50% of the All-Star vote, and the other part is split by the media and the players. Let's bring in Rob G. Rob G is on that side that believes that Kyrie should be on the ballot, and do you think he should be an All-Star even if he doesn't play a minute this season?
If he gets voted in, then yeah. You know, because contrary to what, you know, people in the media might think, the All-Star game is not for them. The All-Star game is for the fans. The All-Star game is supposed to be a showcase of your best talent.
I agree with that, but he hasn't played at all.
But that's not necessarily his fault, because if he played in DC, if he played in Miami, if he played in pick your other favorite city, then he would be on the All-Star team.
No,
it's not his fault.
But he doesn't play there.
I understand that. But you can't say, well, the reason why Kyrie Irving is not going to be an all-star is because he didn't get vaccinated. But Bradley Beal, who's in the exact same situation, can be an all-star simply because he plays in a different home city.
But it's not that he's being penalized because he didn't get vaccinated. He's not playing.
Okay, so do you want to be the person
playing. That's my issue.
Magic Johnson didn't play, so who cares? And that was supposedly
Magic Johnson was one of the all-time great players who was forced out of the game because of serious illness. And when people decided that he could play, there was like a feeling of let's give Magic this kind of thing, like
Let's give him his flowers.
So what you're saying is rules for Magic Johnson because you like him more.
No,
yes.
No. Here's the difference. The people, this will be hijacked by non-basketball people.
Everything
that's
is hijacked by non-sports people.
Not everything.
Yes.
No, it's not.
Anything that has any kind of political or social, you know, can be tied to it in any kind of way has been hijacked.
What? Give me an example,
Colin Kaepernick kneeling for the anthem and saying Black Lives Matter got hijacked by a group that had nothing to do with him. Black Lives Matter, the group, had nothing to do with what Colin Kaepernick was kneeling for.
No, but the point is, I'm talking about you have a showcase game that will turn into a circus and take away the attention of the sport, of the league, by a guy who hadn't played all year. I think it's very awkward. It doesn't feel right. And that's the problem I have. And somebody will be left off who played during the year. I think Magic and Martin used the right term. He was forced out, and this was like an appreciation of Magic.
But he wasn't forced out. He decided to retire.
Well, but at that time, 30 years ago, people didn't know.
To say, 30 years ago, he
didn't know that much about HIV.
Nobody going to let him play with HIV. So,
yes.
Yeah, okay,
and people
sure, maybe
were dying
he's
months after
retire.
Getting it.
Like, he might have been forced to retire, but it's kind of like the same, you know, he was either going to retire or not going to be, like, it was easy. I don't say easy. It was much better for him to retire. Optically than anything else, right? So, like, the NBA was like, all right, let's have this moment. And I'm not saying they're directly followed the other, but the NBA said one of our greats, one of our legends, is not going to be able to play anymore. We can have this game, which overarchingly does not matter in the grand scheme of the standings or
Kyrie
everything.
Didn't even
but
make the top 75 players.
You can make
players.
That exact same argument and just do it in the context of...
No, because Kyrie's not one of the greatest players of all time. Kyrie's not one of the greatest players of all time.
Players in our league today, one of our most marketable today, is eligible to play because it's in a different city that does not have the same vaccine mandate.
But this is where we all live in different places. Rob G, we live
in
LA. Our rules here were different than what they were doing in Florida and Texas. Those are the cards. Those are the people, right, who legislate and protect and decide what's going to be good for the people in this area or whatever area you live in. So those are the ones you have to either live by or you move out of town or move somewhere else.
To be fair, and also to be fair to the rest of the league, the NBA in 2020, they said that they were going to make allowances for this type of COVID stuff. Like the Toronto Raptors played a whole season in Florida because that wasn't happening in Canada with the COVID. So they made the allowances for COVID. They said 2021, that's over with. It's just the rules. It's like saying James Harden should be an all-star because normally he would have gotten all these foul calls and he would have made all these free throws and he would have averaged 30 points. It's like, but he's not. He's not there. He's just not shooting. Like, Kyrie's not there.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Let's now talk about both of these guys together.
All right.
Aaron Rodgers and Kyrie. And I've seen people try to say, like, oh, well, Kyrie was demonized and Aaron Rodgers wasn't. I just don't believe. I think Aaron Rodgers got a brunt of it from people. So people trying to make it like he got kid gloves compared to Kyrie, I don't agree.
Yeah, no, I see both of them catching all types of hell right now. Both of them are catching all types of hell.
Exactly.
Actually, and honestly, I don't know what financial realization outside of the game checks that he's missing from missing Brooklyn home games. I don't know what the financial implication for Kyrie has been, whereas Aaron Rodgers has lost sponsors already. I don't think Kyrie's lost any sponsors from his stance on vaccines.
What sponsors other than Nike, I think, right? Is it?
But I'm just saying, he hasn't, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I haven't seen the reports of Kyrie losing this sponsor, losing that sponsor, where you see him with Aaron Rodgers.
No, absolutely. And that's the point. Like, people are making it out nothing happened to Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you saw the commercial load for State Farm drop dramatically, right? I mean, they endorsed him saying, hey, we're going to stick with him. But they did make a change in the ads. I think that was pretty clear. And I guess they'll wait to see what kind of, you know, pushback they get from customers and see if people are canceling policies or calling up or complaining or whatever. But let's talk about it in this vein, Martin. The biggest difference between the two, to me, is the lying part. That's why I give Kyrie more credit just for keeping it real. Whether you agree with his stance or not, that's up to him. And I got to be honest. I just, people can decide to do what they want. What you can't do, Martin, is you can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater, right? People always say, what happened to my freedom of speech? Well, did this country built our freedom? I can say whatever I want. No, you can't. No, you can't.
And why is that, Rob? Why can't you yell fire in a crowded movie theater?
Because you're going to put other people in harm. There's a stampede.
Ding, ding, ding.
And three kids get trampled to death because there was no fire. Okay? Do some homework, and all the people researching vaccines, do the research. Freedom of speech is about speaking out against the government and not having the police or the army or the FBI come to your house and arrest you because you spoke out against the president or about a political party. Everybody else has consequences, and that's the difference between these two for me. Is that Kyrie didn't lie and make up some story or whatever. He said he didn't want to do it. He said he wasn't against it, but he just didn't feel like he wanted to do it. Aaron Rodgers lied. Whatever word you want to use, misled people, stretched the truth, whatever you want. Aaron Rodgers lied. He was asked point blank whether he was vaccinated. And he didn't just say, no, I'm not, and I'm not going to be vaccinated, but I'll take all the protocols and follow all the rules by the NFL. Martin, would the story have been over at that point?
Rob, there's significant evidence that proves that it would have been, especially when you look at the way that Aaron Rodgers has been playing so far this year. And also, too, there's evidence that, like, Aaron Rodgers wouldn't have even, for lack of a better term, been shamed for missing the game had he said he was unvaccinated and had caught COVID. Now, sure, there would have been a few people who would have had a vocal, that's what you get, type of attitude towards it. But I think at this point in time, for better or for worse, we've adopted this idea of vaccination being your personal choice, right? It's just the idea that your personal choice doesn't exempt you from the things that the other regulations that you may have to go under. It could be your personal choice to drink alcohol, but you can't do other things after drinking alcohol, like drive
a car
exactly.
Drunk.
If you are caught, there's going to be some consequences for that action, right? Like, you, freedom of speech is particularly for the government, right? So, like, people like you and me or anybody can speak out against the president of the United States or whoever we want to in elected office and not fear repercussion of jail time or death or something, you know, some of the other crazy things that feel like crazy in the United States because it's super illegal, right? But it's just the way of life in other places. That is none of what this is. Like, that is none of what this is. He just lied. And instead of lying, he just continued to, instead of coming clean at any point in time, because apparently it was a well-known secret in NFL circles that Aaron Rodgers was not vaccinated. You see a bunch of people coming out after the fact saying, I had heard it, but I couldn't really report it. All right, whatever. That's weird. But just in general, what Kyrie did was Kyrie said he took a stance. Whether you agree with his stance or not, he took a stance and stood on his square. And he said, whatever comes my way, I'm not going to stand off of my square. Aaron Rodgers did not have the bravery, for, in my opinion, to stand on his square. Like, have the courage of your conviction. If you don't want to get this shot, you want to have a conversation about it, then tell us why you're not. Like, tell us in the moment why you're not getting it. Tell us right then and there why you're not getting it and how it's not going to affect your life because you're not getting it and how we're going to see you do everything we saw you do through the first 9 weeks of the season without the COVID vaccine, right? I mean, do you want an argument? Would that not be the best argument possible? Would that not be the best argument possible to realize his position? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me, and the reason why it doesn't make any sense to me is because Aaron Rodgers was scared of blowback, and he stood up on Pat McAfee all day and night and talk about he didn't read this, he didn't see that, he didn't hear that press clipping. Well, I know Shailene Woodley, his fiance, sure saw people talking about him today, because I see you can't miss those posts, right? You want some? Kyrie really seems at peace with this, whereas Aaron Rodgers just got caught.
Right. And he got caught, and when you get caught, you kind of like start to squirm around, and that's why he came back with the, I misled people. He had to own it. Just own it. He could have owned it the first time, Martin, the first appearance on McAfee's show. Just own it. No, I didn't want to make a big deal. I don't want to say I lied about it, and I wasn't vaccinated. It came back to bite me. People can buy into that. And here's the other thing. I just like to throw this out because for people, just so that you can get a sense of where people are. Fox News, Martin, has quietly implemented its own version of the vaccine mandate, right, for its employees.
Sure.
But on the air, what are they talking about?
No.
This is what I'm trying to tell you is that people are saying one thing, doing other things, and then in this story – Aaron Rodgers is saying one thing and doing another. I mean, it's all over the place. And people can say they want to do what's right for them, which they have a right to do. I'll never tread on that. But you can't lie to other people. The same rights you're talking about, Martin, that people want, the other people who you work with want the same rights, don't they?
I mean,
I want to be in an environment where I'm going to feel safe to go to work.
It's like with anything, like, you know, like any type of situation that you have, like especially things that are regulated. You know, the first one that popped to my hands, or first one that popped to my head is guns, right? Depending on where you are in the country, your right to own a firearm is completely different. However, depending on where you are in the country, the laws governing those firearms are going to be completely different. You're not, just because you have a gun in Texas, don't mean you can bring it to California, right? Just because you have a gun in California, don't mean you can bring it to Washington State.
Can I give you the best one?
What's
Plaxico
that?
Burress had a gun registered in Florida. Was it registered in New York, Martin?
No.
What happened to him?
I mean,
he went to jail.
That's what happens, especially in New York State with the laws.
He went to jail for like 2 years. His gun was registered in Florida, though.
And see, it's just things like that. Like, it's, you have rules for a reason, and depending on why, like whether you want to challenge the rule, and that's the way that Aaron Rodgers presented himself, right, in that moment. Like if like Plaxico wanted to challenge the gun laws in New York, the time is not right after you've shot yourself and got caught with a gun.
Right.
That's not the time. The time is not to challenge the NFL's COVID policies. It's on August 26th when they ask you if you're vaccinated. Not on November whatever, when you come down with COVID and we all realize, wait a second, Aaron Rodgers should only have to take two negative tests because he's been running around with no mask all the time. He's been doing this and doing that. He's clearly vaccinated, right? Oh, turns out we got to wait 10 days because he's unvaccinated. He's been breaking every rule visibly. I mean, who knows what they were doing inside closed doors? Well, the NFL conducted their investigation and fined him like, what, $300,000? So that's a real, you know, that's significant. But It's just so disingenuous to me, the idea, especially like quoting Martin Luther King and all this and that. Like Kyrie says he wants to be a voice for the voiceless. Okay, cool. I get it because you actually went out there and said something. Like, do I agree that these people are voiceless? Not necessarily. Do I agree that Kyrie's the best voice for him? Not necessarily. But at least he's walking what he was talking.
Right.
Like Aaron Rodgers,
and everybody knows where he stands, and there's no miscommunication or question about it, and he didn't do it, and he decided to he'll miss the season, and the Nets will roll on. People have to understand that things move on with or without. I know everybody believes that like things won't go on. Everything goes on. It's kind of humbling, Martin, when you realize a lot of great people have come and gone through a lot of these companies and businesses and TV shows and radio shows. Guess what? They still keep rolling. That's just how it is. Doesn't matter.